KTBB News Time, 7:53, 73 degrees in Tyler, 71 degrees in Longview on this Friday morning. And good morning to you, East Texas. It being Friday, it's time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB owner and general manager, Paul Gleiser.
Good morning, Jeff, and hello from Hofstra University, site of Talkers Magazine annual talk radio industry convention, where we are nonetheless sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas destinations, south of Tyler off of FM 344. Well, former First Lady Jill Biden is on TV and out on the interview circuit promoting her book titled View from the East Wing, a memoir. In the book and in interviews, she tells us that she was just gobsmacked by her husband's shocking performance during his debate with Donald Trump last June. It was that debate at the CNN studios in Atlanta on June 27th, 2024, that brought Joe Biden's reelection bid, along with his nearly five-decade career in politics, to an ignominious end. In a CBS interview that aired last Sunday, the former First Lady said that she was afraid that her husband, the President of the United States, was having a stroke. She went on to say, and this is a quote, "I had never, ever seen Joe like that before or since." I have questions. First, if you truly feared that your spouse was having a stroke, would you just sit there? It's been drilled into us that time is the enemy on strokes. If Jill Biden thought her husband was having a stroke, she should have taken immediate action to get him medical attention. But we all know she didn't think he was having a stroke. She thought it was Thursday. That is to say, she had seen Joe like that before, because we had all seen Joe like that before. We'd all seen the shaking hands with invisible people and his inability to exit a stage and the garbled sentences and the vacant stare and the inability to complete a thought. So, my second question, will the country ever get to a tipping point on being lied to? The HBO series Chernobyl has a great line that I have appropriated. A Soviet nuclear scientist says at a state inquiry on the disaster, "Every lie we tell incurs a debt to the truth. Eventually, that debt comes due." When will that happen in our politics? Politicians have always gilded the lily, but today's politicians, particularly Democrats protected by the media, lie with shocking boldness. Will that rapidly increasing debt to the truth ever reach critical mass, after which a political tsunami ensues, washing the entire scurrilous lot of lying politicians and their lying apologists out of our lives? And will the legacy media ever stop enabling the lying and start realizing that their very continued existence depends on finding a way to regain the trust of the American heartland? There's no way that Jill Biden didn't know that the president was a cognitive mess. Any of us who have ever had a relative sink into the abyss of dementia, and most of us have, knew exactly what we were seeing. We could see that the president of the United States was mentally unfit. But all that time, the administration, the media, and the lefty pundit class were in unison. Sharp as a tack, they said, outrunning us all. They were all lying then. Jill Biden is lying now, and the debt to the truth remains unpaid while interest accrues. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com, and you tell me. Look, I know it's the weekend, and here I am about to talk to you about weekdays next week, but work with me here. We all know that the restaurant at Keepersall is a weekend go-to, but a beautiful dinner on a weeknight can be a very nice way to break up the routine of a work week and make the week go faster. So, right now, while you're thinking about it, pick a night next week for you and your spouse or some friends to have dinner at Keepersall. You know the deal. Without question, the best steak you can get anywhere. Trust me, I've looked everywhere. Fresh, never frozen seafood, farm-to-table sides, impeccable service. And here's how I sweeten the deal. Get there a little early, tell them I sent you, and a pregame glass of wine from the Keepersall Collection is on me. Plan right now for a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday dinner at Keepersall, and you'll thank me. So, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Reservations at Keepersall.com.